Yisr Koach, good morning all. So we began discussing yesterday the halachos of the schach. How does one have to go about having, what materials do you have to use to make the schach over your sukkah? And we explained that the absolute best would be to essentially go cut off some branches, cut off some leaves or whatever and things like that and place that over your sukkah, just sort of throw it on top. That's the absolute ideal for many different reasons. Number one is because we don't like the notion of pieces that are tied together. So that brings us to the tremendous question of a schach mat. Is a mat, like I think basically everyone uses nowadays for their sukkah, is that permissible? And so obviously the answer is we sure hope it's permissible because everyone is doing it. But the question is, why is it permissible? And it seems like at the end of the day, there still is a very temporary nature to these mats, A, and B, they're flimsy. They still have the same nature of the regular branches that we would throw on top of the roof of our sukkah in general. And so therefore they seem to be okay. Now when it comes to placing the schach on top of the sukkah, there's a major question of if you're allowed to tie the schach down. And so anyone who's ever built a sukkah before knows that if you don't tie your schach down, the odds are, I don't know what the weather is like here, but certainly on Long Island where I grew up, if you don't tie the schach down, then it's definitely going to blow away over sukkahs. And so basically, there is a difference between a calm wind, sort of just a general blowing, or if there is what we call a ruach she'ina mitsuya, a totally unfounded wind that's kind of crazy, for lack of a better term, and it could blow anything down. So in those situations, when you have winds that are going to be that strong, which the last few years on Long Island it happened to have been, the winds were unbelievably crazy, and so there's an understanding that you can tie down the schach with something because of these unfounded winds. The question is, what do you tie the schach down with? This is a major question, and one of the major questions in particular is about zip ties. Zip ties are those like little plastic things that you can use to tie things together. Are you allowed to tie down your schach with these very useful zip ties? And so there are those who want to say, absolutely not. How could I use a zip tie to tie my schach down? Because of the fact that there's a concern that when the schach is laying on top of the sukkah, there can't be anything that's makabel tuma. There can't be anything that is able to become impure. And potentially, maybe the plastic has the ability to become impure. And therefore, there are many poskim who say that absolutely you should not be using zip ties to tie down your schach, but rather, go get some natural cords, some jute or some cotton or whatever it is, some sort of like a twine that's made of natural materials, and that would be totally permissible to tie down your schach with that. Nonetheless, it would seem that at the very least, somewhere in between the ideal and the less ideal, just in the middle over there, you probably could use zip ties because of the fact that there are many poskim who say that they're not really necessarily able to be makabel tumah, they can't become impure. And number two, there are those who say that at the end of the day, you are allowed to even use something that could become impure. And so therefore, even though it's not the absolute ideal to use zip ties, if you have nothing else in the world, then certainly they would be permissible. There are a lot more very intricate details of the laws of schach that we're not going to get into. And for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, and Rabbi Kaddish Baruch.